Workers today began removing soil laced with potentially harmful lead dust from a Boyle Heights home. The work is part of a cleanup ordered by state toxics regulators. Picking up the tab for digging out the soil is Exide Technologies, the lead battery recycler located in Vernon. We get more from KPCC's environment correspondent Molly Peterson.
The Department of Toxic Substances Control has ordered Exide to pull out the top foot and a half of soil at two homes north of its Vernon facility. That's because samples taken last year found levels of lead above federal safety standards. One of the homes is in the 1200 block of La Puerta Street. On Monday morning, men in hard hats and safety vests moved excavation equipment into the yard of the small, single-story home. The large equipment was hard to maneuver around the tight space, so work was slow. Sal Chavez has lived in this house for 47 years. He could have relocated temporarily on Exide's dime, but he decided to stay. He said the neighborhood is surrounded by pollution.
We talk about it, the neighbors, you know, but sometimes we can do nothing about it because nobody listens to us. This is a nice program.
Once the tainted soil is gone, workers will replace it with clean fill. Chavez says his neighbors want a cleanup like he's getting, but he says he's not sure he'll feel better about his health risks after the work is done.
Too many industries on this will contaminate everything.
He says there are too many other industries and too much contamination. At a nearby school, environmental activists said more cleanup needs to be done in the neighborhood. Monsignor John Moretta leads Resurrection Catholic Church in Boyle Heights.
Families around here now have been told that the children are not to play in the dirt. The pregnant women should not touch the dirt. If you have fruit or vegetables, they should not touch near the dirt.
Another home just east of Sal Chavez's house will also have its soil removed and replaced this week. The two properties were among 39 homes tested. Ramaya Sivasubramaniam is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says the sample size isn't enough to assess the scope of the problem.
You know, we really have no way of knowing until that additional sampling is done whether these are the two worst. Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
The NRDC and other groups are pushing for cleanup both inside and out at more homes where lead has been found. DTSC's Rizgar Ghazi says regulators have heard these concerns. He says a new round of testing spreading over 2 square miles will take place over the next 60 days.
Physically, we have to go knock door to door and see to get permission from the property owners. Some property owners are very happy to do that, and some property owners won't even ask at the door.
In a written statement, Exide officials say the company plans to fulfill the testing and cleanup orders from DTSC, but they say the current testing protocol can't pinpoint Exide as the source of the pollution. From the Environment Desk, I'm Molly Peterson, 89.3 KPCC.